we were up to the cat. We besides trying to figure out the Teretz for Rashi from Tosfos Kasha, and then we also had a problem. I think I think that what was it, at the end. Rebbe asked a question at the end. Was Rebbe asked? 1 second.
Why is this more? Why is one thing came to rice and one thing not?
Right. Why? Yeah. Why should that came there? Yeah.
Okay. I was looking at my. I guess we can start. I was looking at the Biura Biunim. So we had a very interesting. Not that I always agree with what the person wrote there, but in this particular thing, he had a very nice diuk. That there's two Rashis, as we said, I don't know if we said it yesterday, but you know, the Tavis is Kasha is pretty blatant. It's like Mamish a plea on the Gemara. The Gemara slugged up the first Tana Tuna, and then it brings a second shot, and seemingly the second shot has the exact same problem. So Tavis says a shot, okay. Tavis says a shot, but he feels it's psychic in the Lash of the Gemara. So the Biur Biunim pointed out that the you know, there's, I don't know, before even before we get to there. In other words, I think we said this yesterday, or as I said it either in here or in my other share, that you would assume there's certain types of questions you think Rashi would deal with. In other words, Rashi is supposed to deal. In other words, in the Stiras from other sectors, Rashi doesn't deal with. Stiras being from other places, Rashi doesn't deal with steers. That's limited to Taisus. Rashi's Mineu Bay. But this type of question is a very, very Mineu Bay problem that the Gemara just doesn't read. The Gemara asks the Kasha that Rav Chiya, they shrug up Rav Chiya's Raya, says, Ella, Rav Chiya did a different Raya, and you have the exact same Kasha. So it's the type of question which you would have expected Rashi to relate to. And usually the world says, the said in the world is that Rashi, in few words, very often is Merames to a Teres, the type is his Kasha. So he pointed out, and that's Heidegger's Sefer, that there's two Diyukim in Rashi that really sounds like he's answering the Kasha. The Rashi says, Rashi, the Tana Tuna. The Tana Tuna that's around in the big lines, around six lines down, five lines down. The Tana Tuna, Kasau Gadaita, the Rav Chiya, time of the Masnid, Shem Danan Sadi, my top is Yidehu. Right? Now, this is where the Rashi that Taisus quotes.
Aaron, you listening to that doctor tonight?
David quotes the Rashi, but David doesn't quote the opening line of Rashi. Rashi says, Kasav Gadaita. And what does Kasav Gadaita mean? What does Kasav Gadaita mean?
Havamina.
Havamina. So that means that the Gemara somewhere switched. Now, where is that somewhere?
We referred
it
to Ella.
What? And the Ella at the end. Right. So in other words, what Rashi is saying, the mashmos of Rashi, is that when you get to the end of the Gemara and they bring in Takanas Hachamim, at that point in time, you no longer need to say anything about Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So that really structurally answer, now the question is why, I don't know why, but structurally that answers Saivis's problem, because you could say that when the Gemara said Ella, it's going on, you know, the Tana Tuna on the far of Hedech, so the Gemara was relying on the end, in other words, Enochinami, they worked through the steps. So originally that said it, and then they were still working with the same Tana Tuna. But then they're going to ask the Kasha that they asked before. which is really what the Gemara asks with that when Rav Sheshet says, and Rashi says, the next to last Rashi on the page, so really the Gemara is asking again the same question, and the Gemara answers it with Kain Deraisa, which Rashi implies that when you bring in Kain Deraisa, you do not need Rav Chiya Kamaisa anymore. It's only Rav Chiya Kamaisa, only Kisanga Daita. So if we could explain that, then we've answered in a sense. Now it's not so terrible. I mean, it's a little bit daichik. Now when the Gemara originally said Tana Tuna, they had the same problem. In other words, the Gemara says Tana Tuna almost like three times. First, they said it on Rav Chiya, that the Rav Chiya is bringing right to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Then they said Tana Tuna is bringing right to the Hedech. Then they asked Shani Rav Sheshes, and they explained this Svara of Kain Deraisa. So it's a little daichik that what was the middle time?
Yeah, but that third is only based on number two.
Because you're allowed to say that the Gemara just, it's a Havamina, you know, we don't. They're just working it out and they're relying on the Maskana. What I'm sorry.
I thought the third time it brings it in, that's how it proves number two. In other words, it's only because that's how we prove Halach must be Chayiv.
Right, but I'm saying, but the Gemara originated before they said Tana Tuna, before they brought in this Kain Deraisa. So in my structure, you could ask, what was the Gemara's original? When the Gemara first brought in Tana Tuna for Hela, what were they thinking? But okay, I don't know if that's not like such a, you know, again, it's not so terrible.
Does Rashi have that step? Does Rashi have
that? Yeah, Rashi had it. This Rashi of its Tal Gadait is going on that step. So, you know, so at that step, it's somewhat fair. How could they have such a Kesav Gadait that we just slugged it up? But it's only a Havamina, it's not so terrible. Even though
you still have to explain why it's not right. The
Havamina is good, but it's not so terrible. So at the end of the day, the fact that Rashi says Kasav Kadaito, that's interesting. Titus quotes Rashi and doesn't even say Kasav Kadaito, does he? Pirish Rashi, Kinda Havikal, this Adim. He doesn't quote the word Kasav Kadaito. I don't know if he left on a purpose or what, but he. The Rashi who says Kesav Gadaita, so that Lechaira already, I mean, we don't have the Cheshbon how it's totally on the Maskana, but that already structurally would answer Tavis's Gasha. So it's like very, very nice that Rashi in his Lashon, by adding the word Kesav Gadaita, he's being Merameh to a type answer to Tavis's Gasha.
Everything Tavis didn't have the gears of Kesav Gadaita?
No, I think every day, I don't know, but he doesn't quote it. I don't know. I doubt it.
Explain why it's only right in the second.
I understand. We're not giving a Hezbo, we're just saying structurally that the Rashi structurally is setting up. Then another Rashi, if you look at the last Rashi on the page, I think Mara says, E Amrit Bishma Hedech Midaraisa Chayim, Kloimar, Gabi Shua Daraisa. Now that Rashi is a giveaway also. Because what should have Rashi said in the simple pshat in the Gemara? Right, because Pasha pshat is that the raya from the Mishnah is a Mishnah of the case of Adas Edim. And it's Kain Deraisa because with Deraisa you're chayav for Adas Edim. Except, I mean, the drive to this all this age. It doesn't apply here because the heich is on tzadi lahai and on tzadi lahai. But it's ke'ein the raisa because it's ke'ein the other seidim. But Rashi doesn't say it's ke'ein the raisa of ke'ein the other seidim. Rashi says ke'ein the raisa is ke'ein hold up and mixes. Right? So Rashi seems to skip. In other words, at the end of the Gemara, you don't need to say Ha'adis Edim is Kain is the Raisa. Because we only need a Kain the Raisa, when Rashi is Mashma, and I think the Lechem Avirim says this in his second shot, he says in one shot, is that once the Gemara says that it's only Kain the Raisa, So you could disagree with Rafia Kamaisa, and you could still say that Ha'adas Edim is Ke'en Deraisa, because the Deraisa is Moedim and Mixes. So when you have the case of Ha'adas Edim, it's Ke'en Deraisa of Moedim and Mixes. Really, Ha'adas Edim is Pater, Mideraisa, not like Rafia Kamaisa. But it's Ke'en Deraisa. It's is Chayiv. So Ha'adas Edis is similar to Ma'adim Mixes. So Ha'adas Edis is included in Ke'en Deraisa. But it's not the Deraisa, it's only the Ke'en Deraisa. So it can never be a riot to Rafia Kamaisa, because Rafia Kamaisa is saying Ha'adas Edim is in itself the Deraisa. We're saying that the deraisa is, Rashi says clearly, Hodah b'mixus is a deraisa, not a Ha'adas Edis. And it's almost beautiful in Rashi that if you say that the Ha'adas Edis is a deraisa, then you could say Hodah b'mixus is a deraisa. So you could say that only Hodah b'mixus is a deraisa, but Ha'adas Edim is only Drabanan, because it's Ke'en deraisa. So there is no Raya Drafia Kamaisa. Right? So once the Gemara brings in Ke'en deraisa, we no longer need Drafia Kamaisa. So it's very, very good why we bring a Raya to Henech, because Henech is a Raya, because otherwise it wouldn't be Ke'en deraisa. But Rav Chia Kamaisa doesn't have to be true, because even Rav Chia Kamaisa is not true, it's still Ke'en deraisa, because it's Ke'en,
I don't know, I've been reading the last Rashi.
Rashi says, when Rashi says why it's Ke'en deraisa, Rashi says it's Ke'en deraisa because it's a shua deraisa of Moedim b'mixes.
Halach is chayiv.
If halach is chayiv in a deraisa case, so our case of our Mishnah is Ke'en deraisa of that. That's what the Gemara is saying. So that was Rav Chia's riot. If Lu Yitzur in a deraisa case, where you don't have the issue of Ke'echid anan tzadi nahai and anan tzadi nahai, Halach would be chayiv. So in our Mishnah case, where you have the issue of Gechad and Atzadin Ay and Atzadin Ay, and it's only Drabanan, we can have a Ke'en Deraisa. Right? So so what we're saying is, so why does Rashi say the Ke'en Deraisa, the Deraisa is Moedim b'mixus? It's a very, 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 I think it's a very good diuk. If I compliment the person who wrote the Sefer B'yir V'yum, it's a gevaldig diuk. Why does Rashi say that the deraisa is Ha'adas b'mixus? The deraisa is Ha'adas Edim. The deraisa is Ha'adas Edim when you don't have Ke'echid anan tzadin ahai anan tzadin ahai.
Even that case comes from a Kal V'Chomer. That case
comes from a Kal V'Chomer, but it's a deraisa in its own right. Kal V'Chomer is just a drasha.
Yeah, but the real din is from a Da'as Eden. That's why.
I don't agree. Once there's a Kal V'Chomer, then it's like there's a pasuk in the Torah. So you don't, when you want to say why this is Ke'en deraisa, you don't say it's Ke'en deraisa to you. It's Ke'en deraisa to the thing that it's the most close to. The most deraisa thing that this is close to is Ha'adas Edis. That's what you're close to. That's where you're Ke'en deraisa. Rashi is saying that you're Ke'en deraisa to Moedim b'mixus. Once Rashi tells you you're Ke'en deraisa to Moedim b'mixus, then there's no need to say that Ha'adas Edis is chayiv. What for? Why do we need to say Ha'adas Edis is chayiv? Even if it's not chayiv, you're Ke'en deraisa. The only way you would say it's a raya to Rafia Kamaisa would be that if you said that being like Moedim, this is not Doimit to Moedim Mixes. So it's not Ke'en deraisa Moedim Mixes. It's only Ke'en deraisa of Ha'adas Edis. So then if only if all this chayyim is chayyim, then this is also chayyim. But once you see, but Rashi, who Gufa says that it's kain the rice of a moida b'mixes, so for sure then there's no raya to Rav Tzvi Kamaisa. Because what? Why do we have to say Rav Tzvi Kamaisa is true? Even if he's not true, it's kain the rice.
If we never had a Mishnah, right? Now, when I look at the case of Halach itself, right? We don't know what the din of Halach is, right? It's like, we don't know what the din of Halach is. We're only saying it's Chayiv. How do we know it's, again, we're saying the first place, and how do we know? They themselves don't know Halach is Chayiv Apata, right? Because Rabbi Chiya himself doesn't know.
Rabbi Chiya holds that Halach is Chayiv.
Before
he started, Uriah from the Mishnah, I don't think he learned it from the Mishnah. I don't think we're saying that. Rav Tzvi held his high, Halach is high, because he held Halach is high.
Misvara, I'm saying that's a Svara. He held this. The Rebbe's on the scene. He held this
Svara. He learned that Misvara, Halach is high. Except then he brings a Raya from the Mishnah. Because if Halach would be Potter, it wouldn't be Kain Deraisa. So now the question that Tavis is asking on the Gemara. So why does the Gemara have to say it's a riot of Tzia Halach? Why don't they say it's a riot of Tzia Kamaisa? Because if others Adam is Potter, it also wouldn't be Kain Deraisa. Teretz is Boshet, because Rashi says that it's not true. Even if others Adam would be Potter, you would be Kain Deraisa because you're Kain Maida Bemixes. So Rashi, in his words here, is Gufa answering Tavis's Kasha. Tavis obviously holds that that's not true. You can't make, if Ha'odas Adis is Chayiv, it wouldn't be Kain Deraisa because it's like Moedim B'mixis. If Ha'odas Adim is Chayiv, I'm sorry, if Ha'odas Adim is Potter, and our mission is a case of Ha'odas Adis, so then it wouldn't be Kain Deraisa because Ha'odas Adis is Potter. I Moedim B'mixis is Chayiv, and Moedim B'mixis and Ha'odas Adis have nothing to do with each other, according to Tysis. And therefore, it's only Kain Deraisa if Ha'odas Adis is Chayiv. It's only Kain Deraisa when you have Gehechon on Tzad HaAyin, on Tzad HaAyin, so you can drop that. But otherwise, if Ha'odas Adis is also not Chayiv, so then there's two reasons why it's not Kain Deraisa, then it wouldn't be called Kain Deraisa. Rashi seems to hold that I don't care how many reasons it's not Deraisa. It's not Deraisa because Gehechon on Tzad HaAyin, on Tzad HaAyin. It's not the Raisa because there's no such thing as others say this. We don't know the Tchia Kamaisa, but it's still Kain the Raisa. It has the dimion of Kain the Raisa.
In structure, is there a difference between Kehechid and Nansadlai, Nansadlai, Legabe, Moedim, and Mixus versus Legabe cases of Halach? In other words, the degree.
Oh, Halach is a different tour. Halach is a different tour. Halach is a tour that's not a mode of the mixes. Kehechad and Ansad in Ahai and Ansad in Ahai is that even though it is a mode of the mixes, but there's a piter because I have Adam supporting me. For some reason, what we said yesterday, if Halach would be Potter, then it's not Kain Deraisa. Because if Halach would be Potter, then you don't even have the essence of a Moedim B'mixis. You don't have the first step. You don't have, if Halach would be Potter, so then there's not a case of Moedim B'mixis. It's a case of Kaifer Hakko. So the case of Kaifer Hakko, so it's not Kain Deraisa.
Everybody says that.
But if Halach is Chayiv, so you have a case, it is a Moedim B'mixis, except that it's a Moedim B'mixis, it should be Potter, because Kehechid and Ansad in Ahai and Ansad in Ahai. So that apparently Kain Deraisa can make us, okay, Enoch Inami really deserves to be Potter, because Kehechid and Ansad in Ahai and Ansad in Ahai. But we're allowed to overlook that because it's only Drabbana and it's Kain Deraisa.
If the reason for Halach being Potter, the potential reason, is just that it's Kofar Kol, so then why is it a Shavuos Hesus? We don't ask the same question. Where is the Kain Deraisa?
I do not know if I don't know.
Unless you say there's a different chat in Halach being Potter.
No, Heilach is no worse. There's no worse than Kofar Hakol. Obviously, Heilach, it's not going to be worse than Kofar Hakol. But Kofar Hakol is
I can be worse. I don't think it's itself
is Drabanan. So Kofar Hakol is to aid the right so way that it makes us. Okay, I don't know. In other words,
what is Chaim's question?
I think I'm gonna fix his question up a little bit. But the question is like this: we're saying in Rashi that even if Ha'adis Eden would be Potter, but since your Ha'adis Eden is Ka'ein Maida Mimixis, so that is Yaitse, your Ka'ein Daraisa. So he's asking, why can't you do the same thing by Heilach? Heilach is Potter. Okay, let's say Heilach is Potter. That should be the same as, let's say, all this Adam is Potter. But what are you left with? You're left with Kofar Hakol. Now, Kofar Hakol is Ka'ein Daraisa. Apparently, Kofar Rabbanan made a takana v'shua Kofar Hakol. You could also say that maybe Kofar Hakol is somehow Ka'ein Daraisa by the Mimixis. So, therefore, they should be able to be misakein the shrua and kofar and Heilach, because it's also same way. Just like you're misakein the shrua on our case of Ha'adis Eidim, even though there is no chiyuv on Ha'adis Eidim, because it's ke'ein the rice of Eidim and mixes. So why can't you do the same thing by Heilach? That even though Heilach is potter, but it's Ka'ein Daraisa by the Mimixis.
Again, how is it Ka'ein Daraisa of Ma'ad Mimixis? If Heilach is Potter, it's because we're saying that it's a Kofar Hakol.
Right, but why Gufa is Kofar Hakol? Why Gufa is Kofar Hakol? Chayv is Shua Midraban, Shua is Hesus. So, Chayra, you have to say, Chaim was assuming, it could be this assumption is wrong, that based on this Gemara, that this Gemara says that we're only misaking the Shua, it's Ka'ein Daraisa. So you have to say that Kofar Hakol is somehow Ka'ein Daraisa by the Mimixis.
Unless the Shua of Heilach over here, we are trying to formulated similar to modem shvuah and modem mixas. Shvuah's heses might have different halachas, or maybe it's more lenient halachas or something like that. It's not a copy of a modem mixas shvuah.
Okay, that's the question. The question is that if you say that, then I don't think I'll have a question. He was taking for granted that our Gemara that says that we're only misakein a shvuah if it's kein deraisa. So then somehow or another, you have to say that Shua's Hess is also Ka'ein Daraisa. Yeah, I agree. I don't know enough about Shua's Hess.
I thought Shua's Hess is because we have a chazak of Inu Dantayin.
Yeah, that's motivation. But we said yesterday there's motivation and mechanism. Here also we have a motivation. So yeah, go ahead, hold it if it's okay.
But that could be
Shua's Hess. No, but that's a patur. I thought the pasuk, if you learn from the pasuk, it's a pasuk. That's a patur in there. But really, there's a schayvis in over here, right? Well, we have a schayvis. He's chazaka in on
Tene El M K Y. Why does that make it? But the Torah doesn't make a chiyuv shur for that. That's not a reason. The rabbanim were misaking a chiyuv shur for that. So that's a motivation. Rabbanim had a motivation that they wanted a chiyuv shur because ain adam tove and ken yeshu. It's not a reason to raisa. It's only a reason they're Rabbanan. So
right. I'm saying that's why it makes sense to go from Moed Mimixas, because just like Moed Mimixas is a chashash, right? Okay, we have that chashash. So we have chazaka that creates a chashash.
You're saying why you might hear it's tain deraisa. Okay, so that's the question that we're that Sandy and Golden and Chaim Goyim are arguing about. Is kaifer b'akol? Does kaifer b'akol have to have also when the rabbanim is sagging the shvuah by kaifer b'akol? Does that also need a kain deraisa, or is the Gemara only saying that's over here?
No, well, it could be a kain deraisa, but maybe it's modeled after something else. Maybe it's modeled after the shvuah of Eid Echad. I don't know.
Right. I understand. So, it could be the clown that you don't need kain deraisa there, because.
So then we have to explain why here yes and there not.
Maybe this is what happened. The shvuah here is
like over there. You have this svara of that chazaka, so that's a valid.
Rabbi just said it. That's only a motivation, not a.
Yeah, it's very strong motivation. Over here, it's motivation. You think about the shvuah here.
That's a motivation why we're really suspect you. Well, here,
the shvuah here is not right.
To act as a deterrent.
It's for the other people. We don't suspect you of lying. We suspect other people of grabbing.
Right.
Or we want to prevent
here, it's a deterrent that if it's okay.
So maybe then pain device is more important. Right.
So that could be. In other words, we don't know whether Kaifer Hakel needs Kain Deraisa. For sure, he doesn't necessarily need Kain Deraisa by the mixes. If Kaifer Hakel needs Kain Deraisa by the mixes, then I would hear that you would have a valid cash on me. Because then, just like we're saying that all this Adem is really Potter, but it's Kain Deraisa because it is similar to other Mada Bemixes.
Why are we saying it's Potter though?
I'm trying to answer Tyfus's Kasha. Saying that Tyfus's Kasha was, why at the end of the day, don't we have a riot or a Fia Kamaisa? So I'm saying because we really-
It's even possible there, that- Just based on the Mishnah.
If you Potter. Only add this Mishnah, we would say Rav Chiya Kamais is wrong and Ha'adah's Edom is Potter. Why in our Mishnah do we swear? Because it's a Takana Drabanan. The Rabbanan would make a Takana, and that's just Kain Deraisa. It is Kain Deraisa because Rashi says it's Kain Deraisa by the Mixes. So what in Rashi is that there's no need, in order to explain our Mishnah, there's no need to say that Rav Chiya Kamais is true. Now, obviously, Rav Chiya Kamais has said it. He's right. We're not arguing Rav Chiya Kamais and Halacha, but we're saying that Rav Chiya knew that he could not bring a raya to his din from our Mishnah. Because theoretically, you could say his din is wrong, and you could still explain our Mishnah. You could say Rav Chiya's din is wrong, and the Mishnah still makes sense because the Mishnah is in it because it's Kain Deraisa Maita Bemixes. But if Halach is Potter, so then it becomes like Kaifer Hakel, and apparently a Kaifer Hakel is not in the realm of a Kain Deraisa. And therefore, if you have an issue of Edomite or Bar Misaki and Achia for Kaifer Hakel, okay. But when you have an issue of Kieta Danan Sadi Nahai, and that's not in a high, so even the Rabbanan Takana Kaifer Hakel doesn't apply, then we don't do it to say Kain, there is no Kain Deraisa. You can't get in there. There's no Kain Deraisa to get there because it's not diamond to my mixes. That's Pashas what you have to say.
And Pasha to Rebbe that every Halach, according to this, would make a Shavuos Hesus.
I know every Halach is no worse than a Kaifer Hakel. Yes, I think that's pretty partial. How can a Halach be worse than Kaifer Hakel? Halach, the whole part of Halach is that it's as if I never borrowed this. So so therefore it means that you're saying I owe you 100. I say Halach. So on the Halach that I'm giving you, it's like you never lent it to me. Especially Rashi said it was not a son in those. So I was never spent with the son if I never spent it. So it comes out that you really only saying you owe me 50, and I'm saying go for a Kofrako. So every case of Halach is really a Kofrako if you hold Halach is butter. So every case of Hedech, yes, would be Chaya Midr Abban and Al Skoy Brahakal. But it could be Guy Brahakal.
I guess it could be different.
In the Shrua.
Rabbi doesn't see a Chilk Mechalik, because by Koy Brahakal, I'm saying, I don't know who this guy is who's making a Chazaka. We say Chazaka ain't on Tayvani Amashri Eishlo. He's saying this guy's off the wall. But over here, he's saying in the Chanami, the guy's right. He just made a mistake. Here it is. So the guy made a mistake. He thought it's 100. It's really 50.
Worship shout it's a Kavah claimer because Maida ben Mixes is a Chayiv more than Kavah Hakol. So either he's Kavah Hakol or he's Maida ben Mixes. But to say that he's worse because he was Maida something, he's worse than a Kavah Hakol.
I agree with the thing, but he made a mistake in the numbers.
I don't know. It sounds very, very, to me, it sounds very hard to hear that. I don't know. I would assume that every Hedech, according to Rav Sheshes, who holds that Hedech is Pater, but he's Maida, that you can look it up. Rav Sheshes, Omer, Hedech, Pater. We paskin like Rav Sheshes, according to the...
Does Rav Sheshes need Ke'in Daraisa?
What?
Does Rav Sheshes hold of Ke'in Daraisa?
No. Rav Sheshes doesn't hold of Ke'in Daraisa. But Rav Sheshes says, I think this is the issue that I'm arguing with you. Rav Sheshes says, Hedech is Pater. We bask in pastures like Rav Sheshes. So you're asking, you want to know, according to Rav Sheshes, Hedech is Pater, would you still be Chayev as Shmuel's Heses? So I said, I assume yes. You say that you don't agree. Okay, I don't know. So
I think it's a colleague. I didn't say I agree. I'm just saying,
look it up. You know, I'm talking out of my hat. You're talking out of your hat.
So Rebbe,
who has a better hat?
Shamir's here.
What?
Rebbe, a quick question. I apologize, I'm in the dark. I don't know if you asked this question, but as far as I'm understanding Rebbe's approach, Rebbe's a little bit lavdafking Rashi in that Rashi, simply speaking, is saying that the Rav Chiya holding Hele Chayev is Raya from the Tana Tuna is based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa.
Wait. No. That was the first Rashi. We pointed out that Rashi in the first Rashi said Kasauka Daita. So we made just the opposite. We made a dig in the first Rashi that even Rashi in the first Rashi says Kasauka Daita, that is based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa, which means that Rashi is implying that at the end of the day, it's not based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So what we wanted to say was as follows. That Rashi learns that the Gemara comes in stages. The Gemara in the middle, when they brought because the Gemara doesn't bring in right away, even after the Gemara said that it's the Raya is Hedech, the Gemara didn't bring in the Svar of Kain Deraisa. They only brought in the Svar of Kain Deraisa in the later stages when they're discussing the Rav Sheshes. So we said, well, we wanted to set up the structure like this. He's 1 sec. I turned off my computer somehow. Are we still here? Yes. We said like this that I pushed a button on my screen, so it turned off. We said that Rashi would grip the Gemara. And when the Gemara originally said that Rav Chiya brought a raya to Hedech, that was working with Rav Chiya Kamaisa because they didn't know yet to start Kain Deraisa. And Enoch Inami, at that point in time, they would have had the same kasha as they had before. But Rashi's not so concerned about that because it's only a Havamina. But the Maskana, when the Gemara brings in, I can't hear you because you're on mute. Rabbi Shamir, you're on mute.
Oh, I see. No, I just say Gemara. I say it's really more than the Gemara would not even understood what the Tartan was saying by switching it to Tana Tuna.
So we're saying the Gemara, that is a slight, I believe that the Ritva himself says that that's not so terrible. I believe it's in the Ritva that since it's only a half, to say that the Gemara and the Havina really did not make sense. And you have to wait to the Maskana to work it out. And the Havina wasn't really loud, didn't work. So we don't like that. Obviously, in Chavetz Chaim, they say the Haminas have to make sense. But sometimes it's like the Gemara, especially in the Gemara. The Gemara is a work in progress. So the Haminas don't make sense so much. So I think the Ritva actually says that. I don't want to be name dropping. That's cheating. But I think it does say it. And I don't know if that's the end of the world. So Rashi said in the beginning, come out. I said, that's what we say, that the two Rashis go together. Rashi said in the beginning step, when the Gemara said Betana Tuna to Hades, Rashi said Kasal Gadaita. So why is it Kasal Gadaita? Where's the switch? Terence says the switch is when you get to the end and you say Kain Deraisa. Why is it a switch? Because like Rashi said at the end, the ones you bring in Kain Deraisa, then you don't need Rafkiya Kamaisa, because you can say it's Kain Deraisa of Maida Bemixis. So it's very nice that Rashi, the two Rashis, I think it's really very nice. It's both Rashis together are saying the same thing, that at the end of the day, when we bring in Shua Kain Deraisa, then there's no raya from our Mishnah to Rafkiya Kamaisa. So therefore, the Gemara has to say at the end of the day that Rav Chiya was bringing a raya to Halach. Apparently, Halach, you would not be able, you couldn't say Halach is because Ka'en Deraisa. Because Halach is no Shaykh, since Halach is Kaifer Hakel, and Kaifer Hakel is not Ka'en Deraisa, might have been mixes apparently, whatever. But this case, which is all this Adim, it could be it's a Ka'en Deraisa, might have been mixes. So therefore, you're allowed to bring in, it works, right? So that's, I think it's very nice. So I think so. So in that same Sefer, he wants to say, he has a very nice Hakira. He says that when you say you have to be Ka'en Deraisa, why do you have to be Ka'en Deraisa? So is it in order to be so that it won't look strange to people? Because you want to fool the people, you want to make it not so blatant that you are Eker Dam in Atayra. Or it's time that if it's Ka'en Deraisa, so you're like, you're not, Rabbanan aren't being misaking so much. They're not like doing something so crazy, because they're doing something which is on tune to the Deraisa. You know, is it for the peanut gallery, so to speak? Or is it intrinsically that, you know, the Torah, Shiva used to talk about the whole Torah has to have one tune. So you can't make a takana that doesn't blend in with the tune of the Torah. So he said, why don't I say like this, that if it's for the peanut gallery, then what we're saying would not work. Because you can't say that others aid them is Ka'en Deraisa of Maida Bemixis, if you're arguing Rav Chiya Kamaisa, every single case of Ha'adas Eidim is Pater. In other words, if you're learning Pshat the Mishnah of Shaloya Koechon Hoda Pitaike, and you're disagreeing Rav Chiya Kamaisa, then we didn't make a takana on every Ha'adas Eidim. We only made a takana on the Mishnah's case of Ha'adas Eidim. So for people in the peanut gallery, they're not going to think this is Ka'en. You're not going to fool them, because they say, listen, every case of others, Adam is Potter. What are you doing being Chayiv? This is such a strange case. You're going against the halacha. If it's Pshat is, it's intrinsic, that it's following Torah logic. So listen, the Torah has a logic of Maida B'mixis. Others, Adam, there's room to hear a Kavah Chomer of Rav Chiya had a Kavah Chomer. So even if we don't hold of it, but it's not crazy. So if we say it in one place, we're not going against Torah logic. So that would be Ka'en Deraisa. But if Ka'en Deraisa is to cover up the fact that it shouldn't be nicker, that you're Eker Dam in Atayra, then this probably wouldn't work here. So he wanted to say, I don't know, that's maybe not so Mokhlof, like that could be the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. The Taisis didn't want to give this chat because he maybe learned the other chat in Ka'en Deraisa. That I don't know if it's Mokhlof. You have to do some research. And what the reason, you know, you have to look up that Taisis in Yavamis that we quoted that says that you have a Ka'en Deraisa. And that Taisis in Gittin. But it might depend on the Havana. But okay, all right. Are we okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at Tisus maybe. As long as we're okay.
This is called, at the end of the day, we're trying to say this word of Yochanan said, right? So, where does that come from again? In other words, where is that coming from? We're saying Bishlam Mehelech, you have a Kain Dereis. What Shaykhis does that have to that?
There is no Shaykhis. Again, there's motivation and mechanism. That Shoyakoeholitoke was a thing that motivated the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan wanted a takana.
Okay.
And then the Rabbanan has to find a Kain Deraisa to allow themselves to implement the takana.
So what's the Kain Deraisa now?
Kain Deraisa, Rashi says, is Kain others all double mixes.
And Taisa says?
And also because Halef is Kayev. But Lu Yisur, Halef would be Potter, then they would not have a Kain Deraisa.
What about Maidim Mixes?
But it's since it's Halef, so it's not my different mixes. That's a motivation, but we need a Kain Deraisa. The Kain Deraisa has to be my different mixes. And since the Mishnah is a case of Halef, it's not you can't make it into my different mixes, so it's not Kain Deraisa. What you see in this Gemara is something that we always said, which is apparently we were wrong. We use that, I don't know, this goes back, I don't know what they, in your people days in yeshiva, but in my day in yeshiva, we used to say, the Canadian Mounties always get their man. That was the expression for all that. We had a lot of Canadians by us. Right? That was an expression. The Canadian Mounties always get their man. So we used to say that when the Rabbanan have a motivation, they always figure out a mechanism. There's no such thing that the Rabbanan have a motivation, but they didn't do it because they couldn't figure out a mechanism. The Rabbanan are so creative, and there are so many ways of working, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, this, that, that they'll always figure out, if they have a motivation, they'll figure out their way. That's what we used to say. The Canadian Mounties always get their man. And I don't know, that was the expression we used to use in the yeshiva. But this Gemara proves that that's not true. This Gemara says that even though the Rabbanan have a motivation, if Lu Yitzur Halech would be Potter, then the Rabbanan would not have made a Takana. Either motivating, what can we do? We have no Kain Deraisa, right? So I said, we used to say in Shiva, Rabbanan want a takana, they'll figure out a way to make a Kain Deraisa. They'll figure out. But you see from this Gemara, not like that. That according to the Gemara saying that according to Rav Sheshes, if there's a requirement of a Kain Deraisa, then they would not, Chia is saying that if Halef would be Potter, then the Rabbanan would not have been Mechayev the Mishnah. They would have left you Potter. We have a motivation of Sheikh. What can you do? We can't get it. We can't get it. So we have to make you Potter. We can't be Mechayev Shvua.
Because the Mishnah's case is Halech? Because the Mishnah's case is...
The Mishnah's case is a case of Halech. Because since each guy's holding half, it's a case of Halech. Rav Chia brought a raya that Halech is Chayev. Because if Halech was Potter, they would not have been Mechayev Eshu in our Mishnah. What do you mean? What about the motivation of Shreya Echad Chodeh B'taykeh? So Tara, apparently, Mar is saying that motivation is too bad, but we can't do it if there's no Kain Deraisa. So I'm saying it's against a premise that we used to say in the yeshiva. I don't know where it came from. Maybe how you made it up. I don't know. But I remember in our learning, we used to always say that the Rabbanan figure out a motivation. The Rabbanan are so creative. Some of the motivations are so creative and tricky and, you know, Hefker Bez and Hefker and call the Kaja to the Rabbanan Mikadesh. And, you know, they get all these, they figure out, they always figure something out. But here, the Gemara is saying, not like me, that they Rav Chia is saying they wouldn't have been able to figure it out, and they would have had to leave you make your putter. What can you do? Right. I don't hear you. Sorry, I don't hear anyone.
No, I wasn't saying anything. I was just.
I see somebody's mouth moving. I don't know. That's what I was saying.
No. Are we this approaching Rosh here? Are we saying that there's that Rashi's Maram is this approach to us, or we're just saying that Rashi doesn't contradict this approach?
No, we're saying that Rashi's not more than Maram. Rashi Kamat says it. With the two Rashi's, there are two clear Rashi's where he's saying this approach.
Again,
Rashi says Kasaka Daita.
Okay, I understand. He's
clearly saying that the Maskana is not true. Well, and the fact that at the end he says. It's going, but it's Cain deraisa made the mixes. He doesn't say it's Cain deraisa others ate them.
Again, Rashi the Kasalka Rashi Kasalka Daita says that Kasalka Daita that the reason of the Mishnah is explained by purely by Rav Kiya Kamaisa. That is certainly a Salka Daita because the Maskana is it's a Takanas Derabanan. So I'm not sure what Rebbe means to say that it's Kemat Mufurish. All Rashi's Mufurish is that it. That it's a Kasalka Daita that the Mishnah is explained just based on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. That's not true to Fila Maskana.
Okay, I'm not sure. Kasalka Daita, the Rav Chiya time of the season, which you're not on side, I thought it was the Lehu. We all do a minute ago, maybe no such a show of Christian. Either the Rav Chiya, the Rav Chiya, the Raisa. Okay, I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. But you could argue with that because. Even in Maskana, everything that Rashi said is true. That time of the Mas season is because and on time I told us I delay you. And I Rav Chiya that it's a shua the rice, except that in our case, it's only drabana because tihecha. So it's a little bit. I mean, Rashi doesn't say, and therefore here also it's the rice. You know, he doesn't. If Rashi would have said Kasalka Daita, that's a shua deraisa here, then you'd be right. But I don't know. Okay, but the second Rashi for sure sounds like a good proof that Rashi that the Gemara the what's Rashi going to came deraisa made the mixes. It's the came deraisa of others ate them. Rashi says kagayim behodasa the mixes. So I would say. And I think, as fair enough, I would like to claim that Rashi in his Chosma is being very much the way we said. This Kasha that Tavis asks is the Mineya Bay Kasha in the Gemara. Mineya is the type of Kasha that Rashi would deal with. I think the Lechem Avirim is one of his Pshatim. Lechem Avirim has a few different Pshatim here. They're very difficult, safer to read sometimes, Lechem Avirim. Sometimes. Sometimes not, but sometimes he is very difficult to read.
The Rambam of the Achronim.
What?
He's the Rambam of the Achronim.
Okay, I don't know. Sometimes he's hard to read. Sometimes, but he does say such a pshat, I believe. I believe he does say such a pshat that at the end of the day, since it's Ha'adas Edim, since it's Ka'im Deraisa, so it's not, you don't need to say that it's a Rav Chiya Kamais at all. Rabbi Meltzer quoted yesterday, there's a Ritva that also defends Rashi, but I think he's a little different. I looked at it, the truth is I forgot what he said. That's the Kedarki by Kodesh, I don't remember offhand, but I remember he was a little different. So I don't remember, but this chat I think fits into the Lashon of Rashi more. So that's why I remember this chat. But the Ritva had a different chat. Also, how to explain the Gemara's Havamina, but I don't remember. I don't think he fitted so well into the Havamina, but the Russian Rashi, but I can't say for sure because I don't remember what his chat was. You have the Ritva Rashi, I see you're looking at a Sefer. I can't hear you.
I'm just looking at that Diak in the Ladder Rashi, that's all. It's,
oh, okay. Okay, let's look quickly. I think that is an interesting thing that are you saying that we said that the mountain Canadian mounties always get their man is slugged up from the sugya. It's pretty much refresh in the Gemara, not like that. That there it is possible that the Rabbana would want to make a takana and they don't make it because they don't have the ability because it's not getting their eyes on it. And then they have to, it's too bad. We want a takana, we just can't have it. It's not. It's something that I always thought was not true, but okay, you know, we learn something new every day. Right. Okay. So then let's see Tysus. As long as we got 10 minutes, we're trying to read Tysus. So Tysus says, "Pirush Rashi kina avigal desaidim mishtaba midravchia gamaisa." So Tysus, where we point out, interesting. I don't know whether what that means yet. Typically, but Tysus leaves out the word kasagadaita in Rashi. But interesting, discussion. Kim the about you know chukli ak price of data and we call gamaisa name it done it. Tuna Akamaisa. Okay. So the Lachach Yeshar means he's arguing with Rashi, not like Rashi. Rashi brought in Rav Chiya Gamaisa. He says, no, forget about Rav Chiya Gamaisa. Even right away, you know, he's not getting rid of Rav Chiya Gamaisa because, like I said, because of the Kain Deraisa. He's getting Rav Chiya Gamaisa's time for a different reason. And therefore, we would get rid of Rav Chiya Gamaisa. Even in the first step of the Gemara, right? It structurally is completely different than the way I was saying it. Right. So this is very, very strange. And I don't know if someone can explain it to me. David says that it's Khoshavlay better than and it's considered like Maidim and Mixes. So the truth is that something could be better than other Seidim. We know Hodas Baldim, Gimei Eidim Dami. So that Hodas Baldim is better than Eidim, we know. And if you don't know the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, so you're saying that Hodas Baldim is better than Eidim because Hodas Baldim make a Chiya Shua and Eidim don't. So the whole Yisayim of not holding Rav Chiya Kamaisa is saying that Hodah is better than Eidim. But the reason is because that's the quarantine excise, that's that special super Xeris HaKos of Hodah's Baldin, that Hodah's Baldin gets some kind of super duper Nemanis. And therefore, it's better than Eidim.
I was going to ask why the Ksais doesn't bring this as a raya. If Tysus is saying it does, but look at me, then we should bring it a raya against him because it can't be a matana.
Why not?
Because he doesn't want to give it to him.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay, I hear. I don't know because I don't know if John Tysus yet. If I hear, maybe you're right. But maybe you're right. I have to think about it. I have to think. But I don't have time to think too close to the end. But you may be right. But what is Saiva saying? That it's Tvemiyah this Eidim. Choshev Ki'ilu Maidenei. Now, how in the world is it Choshev Ki'ilu Maidenei? I'm not Maiden. It's just we're both holding it. The reason why there's an Ansadi that it's yours is generated from your holding. That's not me, that's you. So that's not Hodah. How can an Ansadi be better than Eidim? Whoever heard that an Ansadi can be better than Eidim?
It's to understand what Ansadi is and see if the Ansadi is that it's his until proven otherwise. So then that sounds pretty reasonable. If
better than Eidim.
If in din until proven otherwise, the person who's in possession is. Then yeah, that sounds like a
you're a bigger monkey than I am, because I don't get a chance to learn anymore these days. But have you ever found in Shas that when there's a machlokes between Eidim and Ansadi, or you have the case where there's a case in the Gemara that we kill a person based on Ansadi, according to who is it? Abishah, who is it that we say we kill a person on Ansadi? If they see a guy running with the knife, the machlokes tanoim. If we would kill the person based on Ansadi, on Umdina. If you see a guy running to kill someone with a knife and the Eidim are running after him, and then they walk into the room a second later and they see him holding over the dead body with a bloody knife. So it's a machlekes tanoim, whether we kill based on Umdina. So according to that, I forgot who it was. It was early Tana. No one remembers.
Shimon ben Chetta. There's a story with Shimon ben Chetta.
Yeah, he's the one against it.
Shimon ben Chetta was the one against it. Right.
He's the one who argues.
Shimon ben Chetta was the one to argue. But it was an early Tana. Amnon, I'm known as something.
That sounds
something like that. So he held Yekil based on Umnina. So what would it be if there were two Adim? They say, yeah, the guys was running and saw the guy running with a knife. And they walked in, and a minute later, standing over him. But they walked in, and there were two Adim in the room. And they said, yeah, but we saw that he didn't do it. Someone else did it. You think we would kill based on the Umnina? Never in a million years. Everyone agrees that Adim are better than Umnina.
Adim are proven otherwise. Dahainu, until there is without any, it is until proven otherwise. Vadai. It's Vadai.
Okay, that's right. So here,
it's Vadai half as his, and in Din, Vadai half as his until proven otherwise.
Okay, so how can you say
better
that?
It's better than Adim because it's Vadai. In Din, it's Vadai until proof is provided otherwise.
So you're saying a radical Kiddush. You're saying like this. If this Anan Sadi would go against Adim, let's say we have two people holding a Taoist, and Adim would walk in and says, yes, you know, right, you're right, two people holding a Taoist, but we know what happened, and we know that it belongs all to Reuven, not to Shimon. Then there's no shaita whatsoever that we would give the entire Taoist to Reuven, not to Shimon, because Adim have a stronger kayach abirer than the Anan Sadi of each guy holding half. But calls man that there's no Adim against the Anan Sadi, then Shamir wants to insist that somehow or another the Anan Sadi creates, when there's no Adim against it, they create a stronger Vadai than Adim.
I would argue that's the whole concept of the Anan Sadi. Let me just get
everyone to appreciate what's so radical, right? Everyone in the Chayr agrees. I mean, the Chayr is Mukhlok and Din. The Tavis says that the Havamina was that the Anan Sadi is better than Adim. The he says the Russian is the Tavis Russian Hashet Femio is Adim. So they, what would Tavis hold if Adim came in and told us that the Anan Sadi is wrong? So I would be shocked if someone's going to tell me that Tavis holds that the Adim aren't believed. Right, that would sound shocking. Right? So obviously the Adim is stronger than the Anan Sadi. So how can Taisa say that the Anan Sadi is stronger than Adim? It's pleiadic. So Shamir wants to answer this question with an answer, which, okay, and maybe I have no other answer. So when I have no other answer, I'm very agreeable, but the truth is it's very radical. I don't know if he's right. He's saying that when there's the first step and second step. When the first step, when you come to court and Bezin has to decide who they're going to listen to and who they believe. So then they give more credence, more weight to the Adim than the Anan Sadi. But once Bezin bang their hammer and they paskin based on the Anan Sadi, the Psak Din becomes a more Vadai Psak Din than when they paskin based on the Adim.
Because it gets involved in chla, how you understand what Anan Sadi is. Again,
I understand the Anan Sadi.
I would say this doesn't work. If you look Anan Sadi as Chazaka Komasha Tachem Hu Shalo, I would say this doesn't work. I personally do not understand how that Shita would understand that here. But if you say the pshat is that it's Midin Muchsuk, the Hainu, if you have it, it's yours until whoever has it, it's theirs until proven otherwise. So,
but how can I
yours until say, proven otherwise is a din vadai. Being yours until proven otherwise is a din vadai.
Okay, but it's very hard to hear for me to hear that that's stronger than Adim. It's hard to hear.
I don't know if you need to go this far, but Lamushal, as far as I understand, the Maharam Rottenberg, he holds that anything that does not exist, anything the court doesn't know of doesn't exist. So therefore, all that exists to the Beis Din is the fact that you're holding it. That is all that exists in the entire Olam. If all that exists is your possession, your muchzik, then it's yours until proven otherwise. You have
okay, I hear, that's it. Okay, I'm allowed to say that's very radical. I'm arguing you. Say it very radical. To say that Beis Din's Psak Din, when they paskin based on holding, is a stronger psak din when they paskin based on Adim, even though they give more nemunas to the Adim. Okay, it's very radical, but I have no other pshat in Taisus.
So is it does Tosfos have to say that it's a matter of strength between the Edim and the Anan Sahadei or the result? I mean, it could be that it's a different result that with the Anan Sahadei, yeah, then it's already divided. It's already, you know, this is taken, you took this and you took this, which would be more of a helach. Mashenken with Edim somehow, you know, there's a psak din, but still each one has to give the other person his half.
Maybe that's a different type of approach. In other words, that Avada, you're saying a different answer to the kasha. Tavis doesn't mean that Anan Sadi is better than Edim in Hilchos Namonis.
Right.
It's just better in, since Lemaisa, there's some requirement that might have been mixes for Shrua. So there's something about a Maisa Alda for Shrua of the whatever that is. So Anan Sadi is closer.
It creates the halach better.
Or I don't know whether halach, I don't know if we're working with halach yet, but it negates somehow or another, it solves the chi of shua better. Because the chi of shua at this point is only moda b'mixes. We don't hold the chi of kamaisa. So only moda mixes has the chi of shua. So what is it? Kol gufa kasha, why is chi of kamaisa wrong if you don't hold the chi of kamaisa? So what is that magical ingredient of Moed and Mixes, if you don't hold Rav Chiya Gamaisa, that Moed and Mixes has better than others Edim? So whatever that magical ingredient is that Moed and Mixes has over others Edim, so somehow or another, Anan Sadi has also that magical ingredient. So for some reason, Moed and Mixes and Anan Sadi have some magical reason ingredient that others Edim does not have.
Hard to hear that because Lamashal Tosos on Gimel Bay says that really at the end of the day that Hodas Piv is better than Ha'adas Edim because of Inabah Hashav Hazam. Tosos says that Lamaisa the Gemara could have distinguished on that basis. So Achora Anan Sadi doesn't have that, right? I mean, Pashup Shot is.
We just said that you had Edim against Anan Sadi, we wouldn't listen to Anan Sadi. If two Edim say that it wasn't you don't own the whole towers, we wouldn't listen to Anan Sadi.
No, that means it is Be'ach Hashav Hazam. I mean, it's less than Hodas Piv. It's less than Hodas Piv. I mean, if Edim come in and testify against Anan Sadi, Anan Sadi loses.
Hodas, right, but what we want Edim to be
does not
we
lose.
Want Hodas Anan Sadi to be equal in order to say you're trying to slug up Sandy or to better.
Yes, I'm slugging up Sandy.
Oh, the slugging up is now Kunz. We're trying to.
It is. I'm saying I would still answer this question.
Okay, I understand, but I'm trying. At this point, I still want to get up, shot. I don't want to slug it up yet. Okay, so let's wait tomorrow. This is a very interesting question. And I assume that Shamir is going to take out his index to the, what's it called, Yeraza, and I'm sure it's outside, 50 people will talk about it.
I haven't found. I've done research. I really tried to, I've found solid. I mean, I'm sure there are people talking about it, but I just mean to say, like,
you didn't see anyone.
No nails in the coffin. Nothing that I'm ready to mavatal on.
Okay, so let's try and see if anyone talks about this question. What is the logic of Tysus? How could Anan Sadi be better than Edim? In what regard? So Shamir's timing is better in the Hilchos in the Birur at the end of the day, and Sandy's saying is better in what's Mechayev Shua. And okay, and I'm saying
I just have one question. If two Edim walk in and say it's all Reuven's, and two Edim walk in and say it's all Shimon's, what happens to that talus? We don't divide the talus.
I don't know what we do. I don't know.
We don't say Anan Sadi might determine the day. That's it's stuck. It's too late, right?
I don't know what you do. I don't know. That's a shy. What do you do by Trey Betray? You're not fair. You're asking Bichias Shaitis. I know. I have no Bichias.
You don't say that by Anan Sadi. I'm not sure if that's what Shamir is trying to say.
Anan Sadi is on half, not on the whole thing.
I understand. But that's only half.
So that's completely different. Okay. Anyway, we'll end. Shikayach, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.